Assembly Speaker Robin Voss heads a task force on mental health that is writing the bills. He says they'll address several aspects of the way state and county agencies provide services to people suffering from mental illness.
Number one, they were looking to find ways to eliminate barriers to treatment, improve the coordination between doctors and their patients, expand access to mental health treatment, and increase the awareness of mental health and hopefully destigmatize it in every way that we can.
Voss says funding pilot projects through county human service agencies and police departments will cost money, but he says the Republican majority in the Assembly are ready to support what's needed.
Spending resources on some of these programs is probably a wise investment for our state to save money in the long run, and hopefully our friends in the Senate will see that too.
Some on the task force had pushed for a more comprehensive rewrite of Wisconsin's mental health laws. But the proposal was voted down. Representative Sandy Pasch, who backed that proposal, says there's still a need for broader statewide reforms.
There are 72 different ways that mental health is delivered in our state. And one of the recommendations that we have is looking at how we can redesign it so it really does better reflect the needs of the people in the state of Wisconsin.
Pasch says one of the most pressing needs is to improve cooperation between police and mental health professionals when decisions are made about detaining people with mental illness. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.